This is Akashvani, the news, read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Today is the last day of campaigning for the Delhi Assembly elections. Leaders and star campaigners from BJP, AAP and Congress have left no stone unturned to woo the voters with roadshows, door-to-door campaign and public meetings across the city. A total of 699 candidates are in the fray. Elections for the 70-member Delhi Assembly will be held on Wednesday and the counting of votes will take place on Saturday. The report of the Joint Committee on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 is to be presented in the Lok Sabha today. Jagdambika Pal, the chairman of the Joint Parliamentary Committee JPC on the Waqf Amendment Bill, along with BJP MP Sanjay Jaiswal, will present the report of the Joint Committee on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024. They will also lay on the table the record of evidence given before the Joint Committee. The report was presented to Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla on January 30, 2025. The JPC on the Waqf Amendment Bill adopted the draft report and the amended revised bill on Wednesday, January 29. However, the opposition leaders submitted their dissent notes on the report. The JPC had earlier cleared the Waqf Bill 1995 with 25 amendments across 14 clauses and sections. The budget session of Parliament began on January 31 and will continue till April 4. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that the country cannot have millions of illegal migrants and allow the electoral politics to be disturbed by demographic dislocations, as he appealed to the youth to neutralize anti-national narratives. Jagdeep Dhankar, also the chairman of the Rajya Sabha, voiced concerns over frequent disruptions in Parliament. Speaking at the World Forum of Accountants, WOFA conference, organized by the Institute of Chartered Accountants of India in the national capital yesterday, he said, the youth should be concerned about the existential challenges, expressing concerns that some people and entities are not feeling good with the country's development journey. The vice president also said there is a trend to generate sensation and narratives. And now, news from Mahakumbh 2025 being held in Prayagraj. The third Amrit Snan of Mahakumbh is underway on the occasion of Basant Panchami in Prayagraj, Uttar Pradesh. The Amrit Snan is the most significant and sacred ritual of the Mahakumbh Mela. The first two Amrit Snan took place on 14 January, Makar Sankranti, and 29 January on Mauni Amavasya. Among the 13 akhadas, each akhada has been notified of its designated time and sequence. The Mahanirvani Panchayati Akhada and Shambhu Panchayati Atal Akhada will be the first akhada to take the holy dip at the Triveni Sangam this morning. Over 50,000 police personnel, including paramilitary forces, have been deployed to ensure the safety and security. The Uttar Pradesh government has implemented a robust security plan and the Mela area of Mahakumbh has been designated as no vehicle and no VIP zone. ISRO's attempts to place the NVS-02 satellite in the desired orbit suffered a setback after the thrusters on board the spacecraft failed to fire, the space agency said yesterday. The NVS-02 satellite, which is crucial for India's own space-based navigation system, was launched on January 29 on board the GSLV Mk-2 rocket, which was ISRO's 100th launch from the spaceport at Sriharikota. In football, Jamshedpur Football Club defeated Football Club Goa by 3-1 at the JRD Tata Sports Complex in Jamshedpur in Indian Super League ISL 2024-25 yesterday, climbing to second place in the standings. In men's T20 cricket, India registered a whopping 150-run win against England in the fifth and final match of the series played at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night and won the five-match by 4-1. Chasing a target of 248 runs set by India, the English side was bundled out for 97 runs in just 10.3 overs. Opener Philip Salt was the highest scorer for the side, who slammed 55 runs. The second highest run getter for the visitors was Jacob Bethel, who scored 10 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.